What's up, people? Got another exciting podcast here. It's me, the captain, and your boy Dick Diamondheart over there. Say hi.
Dick Diamondheart here, checking in. So I guess we should tell people where that came from, right?
No,
we're just gonna keep going. All right, cool. All right, I'm going to refer to me as Dick Diamondheart for the rest of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I can think of a better nickname. So welcome back, man. Another podcast. Every time I re-listen to these, I'm like, I sound like such a douchebag, but whatever. Every radio guy's like, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, top of the hour. Today we will be doing news and channels and playing the biggest hits from the 90s, 60s, 40s, and 32s.
Okay, yeah. The 32s. Huh?
Yeah, man, that's actually so specific that that's how good that year was. Only the
32s. Interesting time period.
Yeah, every time you hear that. Yeah, I'm a radio guy voice. It sounds terrible. So then afterwards, I instantly feel really good about the fact that we don't do any of that bullshit. Like, we don't, there's no fluff. There's no like.
Censor at all?
No censor is key for sure. But you know what? Like, I am definitely, although like, we definitely are sacrificing viewers probably and quote unquote sponsorship by not censoring ourselves.
Hey, man, I think my undies will censor us one day.
My undies, maybe. But my point is that, like, I like the fact that the content that we put out or I put out or whatever in this channel is, like, the realest real shit ever. It's more real than quote-unquote reality TV. We're not scripting things. We're not censoring things. There's no pre-plan. There's no, hey, I want you to tell me to say this at this time so I can say this so we can make it. You know what I mean? It's off the cuff, raw. Like, mm-hmm. Like how you girls know what's up. You know, like a condomless situation.
Just like
raw,
that?
Raw, just like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's
man.
That's a good segue.
Just saying, dog. Let's be honest, ladies. It's better raw. Right? Am I right?
Oh, fuck.
Am I right? Am I right? Am I right?
One. Jeez.
Y'all know I'm right.
One feels like a nice shower, and the other one feels like a dip in the ocean, right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. That's a bad analogy.
I was defaulting
to a Dane Cook. Dane Cook has that funny joke where he's like, no, it's not Dane Cook. It's freaking Ari. Ari's got that hilarious joke, and he's just like, hey, do you guys know? You guys know. I think I left that battery in my freaking, in there. Anyways, back to my point.
That's his joke?
No, I'm sorry. I'm losing my track. I think I had a spare battery I had to buy, and I think I left it in there. No, it's in my pocket. My bad. Anyways, his joke essentially is like, oh, okay, you don't want to use a condom. Okay, do you want to know what it's like to wear a condom as a man? Okay, well, to wear a condom as a man is like when you have oven mitts in the winter, and you have to pay the toll. You have to pay the parking meter. And so you reach in your hand, but because you have... You reach in your pocket, and because you have gloves on, you don't know if that's a quarter or a nickel in your pocket, and you keep fondling around. And so because you can't really feel anything anymore, and you think there's more coins in there, you keep shoving it in there over and over, hoping that you can feel the coins and find them in the corner, but you still can't find them. And that's what it's like to wear a condom as a guy. Just like that.
That's a good analogy. It's way better than mine.
It's actually genius. Ari's a fucking genius. That's so good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I pay attention to a lot of comedy, primarily because when I was in English class, my teacher phrased something very eloquently that stuck with me to this day, where he basically said, when you're writing something, you want to pick the perfect amount of words, but yet also the perfect level of descriptive words to make it so that the audience can visualize what you're saying. And as a podcast, I think it translates very well. Mm-hmm. But anyways, my point to saying that I follow a lot of comedians is primarily because like Joey Diaz is so good at picking one single word that describes the thing he's talking about more than it would be if he kept on talking about the thing. Mm-hmm. For example, if someone tells you like this isn't his saying, but if someone's like, dude, I was so hard, like a diamond. Like, the fact that you say diamond means more than just a diamond.
You need,
like,
the descriptive word.
It's very descriptive. It gives you a visual. You think about it. It's kind of funny in a way. I mean, that's key. I love that kind of shit. We're in the podcast, and I can say some weird, dumb shit, but it gives you that visual, but then also gives you kind of funny attachment to that, and then also, you know, gives you, like, a feeling in a sense. I mean, that's key. That's perfect. And then that's when you pick, like, the perfect word for that situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I agree with you there.
So, yeah, that's kind of why I love comedy in many respects. If any of you guys that follow me that don't know of Joey Diaz, which is probably the opposite way around, check him out. He's got a podcast. He's a comedian. The Church of What's Happening Now is a podcast. He's a pretty gruff guy, but if you're listening to us, I think you'll be fine.
Yeah, I think you should be fine.
Says some crazy shit along the lines of the shit we talk about. Just be ready, because he's got a crazy past. What's that smell?
Dog.
Oh, that's dead. That's fucked up. Anyways, so what were we talking about?
It's funny because you don't know where we're sitting.
Right,
people knew.
What were we talking about on the drive over here, dude? And we were like, oh, we'll talk about that in the podcast. Remember we were talking about something on the road?
I was like, I hope Buck Choi and his family don't make a lot of noise.
No. We were talking about something on the drive over here.
Oh. Well, I know what I was going to say.
All right, go ahead, Dirk. Maybe it's the same thing I was thinking about.
I was like, randomly, I was like, I can't believe, because you're talking about, like, breast implants, you can put framework in
there.
Yeah. I was like, I'm surprised, like, with all the technology we have, not just here in America, but in the world, we haven't, like, figured out how to do, like, penis enlargements.
Yeah, right? Like, dude, you would think, look, there's
and, like,
always...
I don't mean that in, like, just, like, you know, like a, just to talk random, just like a random shock topic. I mean, just, like, in general, how haven't people figured to do that? You would think that would be, like, a top priority of, like, dudes.
Right. Well, you know, the Middle Eastern dudes, remember how we talked a couple weeks ago about those Middle Eastern dudes, the super rich Saudi guys who typically can get high-level celebrities to do kind of borderline prostitution because they have so much money, right? Those dudes are, I think, also famously known. Maybe the same guys, maybe a different group of guys. Fuck if I know. But I've heard stories that those dudes are, like, famous. That in, like, Afghanistan, where things are really poor, but those dudes are fucking filthy rich. There's, like, the rumors that a lot of them love, like, things like Viagra and Cialis. Because a lot of those dudes are old, but they got harems of women.
Yeah.
And so it's, like, trying to get with all of them. It's like, you need a little help, dog. You ain't... I'm trying to think of a Broly dude. You ain't Goro? Lobo. You ain't Lobo from DC Comics. No, you know what I'm saying? You're not...
Not New 52 one?
No, not that gay one. You got the... You got not the metrosexual one. You got the... You ain't some Broly dude who's just... Balls are looking to explode. So those dudes love that stuff. So I'm surprised those kind of dudes aren't investing money in, like, some just instant dick hardening thing, like a button you just hit, and you're just like,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
prat, you know what I'm saying? Prat.
Yeah, man, like, technology's so crazy now. And just, like, surgery in general. Like, they can give you a new face. They can't give you an extra, like, 3 to 7 inches. Like, what's the problem?
The question is, like, what are you going to use? I mean, are you just going to add...
What am I going to use it for?
No. I mean, like, I guess you don't have to have anything in there, right? Like, I'm thinking you would need to have something in there, like some cartilage. But I guess not, because already it's like a bag of...
Like, if you need cartilage, you can cut my nose off, give me a fake nose.
Jeez. No, I guess my whole point was, like, you don't really need it, right? Because essentially it always is just like a bag of blood, essentially, right?
Why not your woman drive, huh?
Nah, they're going in the back seat, dog. No, wait, I'm wrong.
Yeah, just finish your thought.
So, ultimately, I think...
I hope she don't back up real sudden, jump the curve, and run me over.
I think we're starting to see a trend with Ruben and females driving.
They're bad? That's not a trend. That's a confirmed fact.
I guess.
Get off your fucking phone.
No, I'm. You were bitching about that chick. Now I'm trying to say she's going to kill me.
Yeah, right.
But long story short, look, she did fine. Stop worrying about it.
Just if there was another car there, she would have ran into it. But hey, it's fine. She probably knew there wasn't. Probably.
I just saw an ad for, not an ad, I just saw a picture of somebody eating In-N-Out, and I kind of now want In-N-Out. Anyways.
I could eat In-N-Out.
So my point is that more so than, fucking people. Dude, it's hot as fuck out of here. Why are people out here?
I don't know.
Why are people fucking out of here?
I don't know. There's only so far we can go, man. We're almost at the end of this thing.
Is this thing closed finally?
Yeah.
We might have to go to the fucking end. Anyways, my point was, more so than dick enlargement pills, because I guess it could be possible, right? You just have to stretch the skin. Would mm-hmm. would you be willing to remove a piece of your skin from like your ass, like a graft, to extend your dick?
Yeah, I guess you would, right?
But I'm saying, would you be willing to?
Like me personally?
Yeah.
Or people in general?
No, you.
Well, I'm only like that 9 inches, so now I'm good.
I'm trying to think of like also like the color would be a little off, right? Girls would instantly know that you had a surgery because it's like, okay, you're looking like you have like light color skin and it's just literally a line transition here to the normal maybe darker tan. I don't know, man. So whatever you got going
like,
on.
So it looks kind of like a cinnamon roll. You know, cinnamon roll is kind of like dark.
Yeah. It's like dark and then it's light. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. But it'll be like a break because essentially what they're doing is tying it in. So it's going to be light and then dark or dark and then light. You know, whatever the difference is, it'll be there. So it'll be very fascinating to see that because it's going to be obvious.
So kind of like when you're younger and you mix Play-Doh together?
Yeah, just like that. But at the same time, though, would you think girls would care? They probably wouldn't care, right?
No.
Just like when girls are so self-conscious about certain parts of their body, and then they assume that guys are going to point those out when they get naked. Guys are like, we don't give a fuck.
If it's 12 inches, not going to care.
We don't give a fuck. No. But anyways, my point, my original point that I was thinking about when you were like, get off your phone. Oh, look, dude, we got the
dude, we're going to have to do this literally somewhere else.
We need literally to go somewhere else. I've told you this a million times. That's what we bitch about every week. But anyways, what we needed...
And it's early and he's starting this.
Yeah, he's starting early. So my point was, ultimately, what I think would also be important, more important than dick enlargement surgery, right? More important, I'm going to throw some fire at you right now. I feel like what I'm more surprised that hasn't come out is male birth control pills.
That too.
I'm surprised that hasn't come out.
Because that's actually probably a better use of technology.
Honestly, dude, if like Pfizer came out with that, they would make a killing. They make more than they did with Viagra. Because I'm telling you right now, every dude out there would take it. Every dude out there would take it. If the label said one of your balls is going to shrink and the other one's going to stay large, everybody dude would still take it.
Fine. It's like might cause cancer. I'm like, so are a lot of things I do. What's your point?
Because if you think about it, I mean, there's always such a stigma. Like, you sent me that meme about the dude. It said something like, oh, when you thought she was on birth control, but you find her pills under the bed. Remember that meme?
Yeah.
That essentially is like a fear from guys, right?
Yeah.
So if you could take that out the window and then you're just on male birth control, dude, every dude would be on it. I'm surprised that isn't a thing more than female birth control. And don't get me wrong, I'm sure female birth control has side, and I know female birth control has side effects, and I'm sure this would also have side effects. But ultimately, man, I think guys would all risk it just as much as women would.
I think so. That's probably better use technology, actually.
Yeah, man. I think overall, I mean, don't get me wrong. I think that would definitely cause AIDS to spread faster and like all these other things because guys would just be like, fuck it, I'm not using anything. I'm not using anything because I'm on the pill. It's just like, wait. We're not just worried about birth or getting pregnant, dog. We're worried about a lot of stuff, too.
That's true. There's already a lot of dumb people who don't understand birth control methods. So let alone if you give them that, they're just
going
to go.
Right. They're just going to bra everything.
But it's going to look like a sea of sushi.
A sea of sushi. I think that is something that should have came years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm surprised that hasn't been developed.
Yeah, it's true.
Every dude would be on that.
Mm-hmm.
Every dude. I wonder what our population numbers, how that would affect population numbers as a whole.
Probably go down, dude. It'd go down definitely.
Can you imagine, dude, if a dude was on male birth control, the woman was on female birth control, and you used a condom? Like, it takes... If you definitely get pregnant then, it's like a will of God.
Yeah, that's some...
Like, you're... That's just some destiny shit.
That's
like,
destiny.
Like, you almost gotta be like, look, man, I can't be mad at that kid. That kid was destined to be here. That kid's gonna have to be, like, the president or, like, the Genghis Khan of the New World or something. Like, that's gotta be something, right?
Yeah, it's true, man. It's very true. Look, man, we had an adult conversation. I mean, it was somewhat adult.
Yeah, talking about getting naked, but...
hey, that was the thing, but it's a very true statement, man.
I agree. I think it's just hilarious to think about that isn't a thing yet. Like, that's what I'd be spending some research money on, Pfizer, or what's another, Bayer? What's another company? Pfizer, Bayer.
Johnson & Johnson.
Johnson & Johnson. Whatever Walmart. Other companies are out there, you guys got to get on that, man. Which, Walmart. By the way, when you guys come out with the male version, get rid of those side effects, by the way.
We'll see what side effects are
acceptable
to you. Dude, because sometimes I'm watching TV, they're like, oh, are you addicted to smoking? Take this and you won't be. And then it just rattles off side effects.
They're worse, like, than the actual smoking.
Yeah, and it's like stuff that you think it wouldn't relate to. So I guess someone for smoking, it's like, oh, if you take this, one of your side effects may be sleepwalking.
What?
I'm like, how does that relate?
I don't know.
It's like seizures. I'm like, what?
It's like bleeding asshole.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, how about I just keep smoking? Where, yeah, I know, man. The only cause of things are death or cancer. Like, those are less side effects than the pill.
Yeah, it's scary, man. It's definitely scary. I don't know. It's the side effects sometimes are like better, worse options than what you're doing. It's like I've seen some of those like anti-smoking ones, or I've seen the depression ones.
Yeah, depression ones are always bad.
What else? There's another one that you always see a lot, like GI issues,
mm-hmm.
where it's like, yeah, you might have irritable bowel syndrome. Like, that sounds pretty, but then you Google it and you're like, wait, hold on, what? wait, you just made that sound really nice, but it's quite the opposite.
Well, you said in the friendly voice, it sounded okay.
It's like, oh, side effects may include death, irritable bowel syndrome. I can't even talk. Irritable bowel syndrome, impossible. Bird picking your eyes for the rest of eternity.
Yeah, it's possible, man. People go crazy with them.
Yeah, man. I don't. It is what it is. I just.
Hey, man. I don't want to be racist. There's a chopstick in front of me.
Yeah, dude. We're in front of a Asian food place. Why wouldn't there be?
When I eat beans, I don't leave tortilla wrapper on the floor, do I?
Yeah, but you might, and the birds would eat that, though. No birds are going to eat chopsticks.
I mean, if an eagle picks it up, it can use it for its nest, but...
Yeah, because we have a lot of eagles around here, right?
Yeah.
You're better off getting, like, a cockroach that takes it back to its lair. A Gila monster that comes in and it spits acid at it like Yoshi.
A giant rat.
Yeah, man. I mean, ultimately, that's the way the world is going to biodegrade on its own, and it's going to just dissolve into the universe.
That's very true.
That energy would just kind of go back into the universe. What else were we talking about the car ride? I think that was primarily it. We're talking about boob jobs, how it was crazy how I found out that there's like scaffolding for those things. Like you can, when you're in there, you can like, hey, while we're at it, do you want to just put some scaffolding in there so it just holds everything up?
Oh, we're talking about, also we were eating at the Chipotle.
Oh, I'm so angry at Chipotle.
Which I hadn't had it in a while because
you were afraid. You scurred, son.
It made me sick.
You scurred like Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, that's exactly the same analogy I was just going to use. Running scurred like Floyd. Hashtag running scurred like Floyd. Yeah, but I tried it and I'm like, this is not good.
I think I'm afraid, man, because their quality is going downhill fast. And they're I think they're trying really hard to keep business because they see how they're going to introduce nacho cheese. Like it's something you could use to like dip your chips in.
I'm a sucker for nachos, man.
Are you really?
Dude, that kills me.
I like nacho cheese, but when I see nacho cheese, you know what I think of?
What?
Those gross machines at 7-Eleven.
Oh, no.
That's like
when I can't. All right, I can't do that. I can't do like convenience store cheese.
Yeah, like when I. But whenever I see that, I'm like, oh man, I can't do that. So, like, I think Chipotle is struggling, man, and I think they're making the wrong moves. And look, I've been a Chipotle customer since. When did we find out about Chipotle?
2011, 12.
Yeah, we've been a Chipotle customer for nearly a decade now, and I stuck with you, motherfuckers. During your E. coli killing people scare, okay?
So you were going faithfully to it.
Dude, I was going
like
nothing
happened. Another
one
dropped, and you're like, that's fine. It's like the beans have rat poison. You're like, it's fine.
It's good, dog. You're good. It builds character. It builds character.
What's a little rat poison now that my ancestors ate stuff from rats? What's
that's
a little
right,
rat poison
dude.
Now?
It builds character. It makes you driven.
Immune system builds up.
That's right. And then when you're sick or throwing up, that builds character too. So it's a win-win situation.
That's right.
Yeah, dude. I was faithful, man. Even with the E. coli stuff, I was going. I used to go once a week. I was still going once a week. And dude, I remember those days. Remember those days when we went to Chipotle and it was literally empty. We would get to the front of the line. They would pick up our stuff and they would make our bowls, and we would check out. Like they made the whole tray of stuff just for us.
Yeah,
because it was fresh.
Mm.
So we've been faithful, but the problem, you know, the problem is now they're fucking up because they see. I think their stock is going down, and what's happening is that they're resorting to looking for new stuff to do. So they got the cheese now. I heard that they were...
Don't they have dessert?
They were going to make desserts. I think they're making churros or some shit. But I don't know how you're going to make that quick. That's not a quick thing.
You have to have those pre-made already.
Although I did have those in Mexico on a little cart in like the town.
They took you back to your childhood, right?
Dog. I shed a tear, dog. You know that thing?
The only thing you needed was a mud house. And, and you would have been there, man.
Fucker.
That broom that was just leaves and shit, palm tree leaves. God.
Where did it come from? Crash Bandicoot? Yeah. I was one of the dudes with the shields of Crash Bandicoot.
Basically.
Oh, jeez. But
so that's not Brazil. Crash Bandicoot's in Brazil. You're in Mexico.
Oh, jeez.
A little bit different.
Yeah, ultimately, man, it was awesome.
Speaking of trails, I just... Me and my sister, we go to the El Pollo Loco. We get their churros there, and I...
Oh, they have churros there?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're pretty good. No, they're not as good as the ones you had, obviously, but, like, I obviously don't get churros.
Right.
Often, so when I get them there, I'm like, it's pretty good. And I know a Mexican made them for me, because I see the Mexican making it for me. So I'm like, all right, it's pretty good. Pretty legit. So, you know, I'm off right now. So I told my sister, I go, let's try to make some here because I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to pay anybody.
It's too hot, too. It's getting hot.
So I'm like, let's try to make some here and see what happens. So I tried. We made the dough. We actually made the dough for the churros, and we mixed it all together. And so we did it. We like made them into a churro size. They're all long. So I think this might work. I put it in the oven. I go, I think this is going to work. Now, we only made enough dough to make five
oven?
Of them. Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about? Oven. You got to fry those.
Well, I was trying to be a little healthy, too.
Okay.
Because, you know, I'm on my semi-health kit
now.
I'm
curious. Now I'm hesitant. Like, now right now, my eyebrow goes up and thinks, this isn't going to come out good.
Yeah. So I'm like, because, you know, I'm on my semi-health kick right now.
Right. You're trying to get swole.
Yeah,
you're trying to get that four plates.
Yeah.
Trying to get those neighbors' wives coming out to wipe your chest as you're sweating.
You know, just
I
for.
I get it, dog. I've been there.
Just for reps, man. You know.
I got you, dog. I know. Well, I know what you're saying.
I'm not going to do shows or anything. Just be a little healthy.
I'm not mad at you.
So I'm doing yard work. You know, people might slow down. Whatever. So So I'm like, all right, let's do the baking one. So I put them in the oven, and as I put them in the oven, I go, I think this might work. This dough looks like dough. I think it's going to work. So I put them in there, and it's like, it should take 20 minutes. I'm like, okay. I tell Alexa. Alexa is my little thing.
You use one of those fucking things?
My parents bought it, so I use it. So I'm like, Alexa, set the timer for 20 minutes, ho. And it did it.
Did you actually add ho after it?
Yeah, I gotta let CIA know I don't play.
Does she respond to that?
She's like, okay. I'm like, that's right. You know your place, woman.
Oh, jeez.
And so...
She's single, ladies, just in case you're... Just
And so I come back in 20 minutes, and I look at them. I'm like, these motherfuckers don't even look like they cook.
They flatten out like a pancake?
No, man. They're still the same shape as they were when I put them in there, and they don't even look like they cooked any. And so I go, all right. This is interesting. I go, Alexa, let me get another 10 minutes on that. And it's like, all right. And so I come back in 10 minutes. And they're a little bit more done, but they're still just as big and puffy. And so I go, okay.
That's what she said.
Let me, oh, nice. And so I cut one open. It's like still old doughy inside. Like nothing is like baked.
You got to fry those, dog.
And I go, okay. I go, maybe they're too long. Maybe too thick and long.
That's what she said.
Also what she said, right?
That's right.
So I cut them in like bite-sized ones, right?
Yeah.
And so I go, Alexa, give me another 10 minutes on this. And she says, all right. So I go, okay. So I come back 10 minutes. My bite-sized ones, still not done. Because I open one up, it's still not getting done. I'm like,
gooey on the inside?
Yeah, it's still gooey on it. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? I go. I'm like, fuck you, Alexa. I don't need you anymore. So I'm just leaving these things in here. I come back 30 minutes. I open it up. It's still not done. So, yeah, the baked ones are not working. So next week we're going to fry some. I'll let you know how those work.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, you got to fry them.
But the dough is easy to make. So next week I'll let you know how the fried ones go.
Did you get something to make that shape?
We went super Mexican on it. And we... put the dough in a big Ziploc bag, and then we cut the tip off the Ziploc bag, and we pushed it out of there like one of those piping bags.
The problem too, because like the typical churro has the same shape. It's got that consistent shape of the same thing you could use like for cake frosting.
That's one of those piping bags.
And I think maybe that center core is a little thinner, so maybe it bakes. But it's once again fried, man. You got to fry those things.
Yeah. So I'll let you know how the other ones go. But when you said churros, that reminded me of my baking experience.
Man, those things are legit. In Mexico, dude, that's like one thing I'd do again. Just that piece specifically for sure. First of all, let me rephrase that. I'd do that whole fucking trip again. But the freaking churros.
We can go down to Ghetto's, come on. We'll get some Mexican stuff right now.
We could do that. We could definitely do that. I'm telling you, man, start saving up now. We got to go next year. Boski, start saving up now, dog. Start saving up now. We'll go. We'll go, man. That'll be the time of your life and shit. You're going to get down there. You're going to be like, we're all going to get matching tattoos and shit. We'll all get like...
iguanas with giant dicks.
We'll all get giant dick iguanas. Fucking giant, super enhanced iguanas. Yeah. Why not, man? Why not?
I hope that guy's bag is on bomb, man. He just left it over there and he just walked away.
He had a girl with him. I think she's somewhere on there. I don't know.
Anyways, what else did we see at Chipotle when we were there?
Oh, yeah. We saw, on the drive to Chipotle, we saw that guy that I quote-unquote said, that is the gayest shirt I've ever seen on a man. So let me tell you what this looked like. And keep in mind, we were driving in a car, so I was driving past. But let me describe to you. So picture a man.
Right.
Or a woman, based on my description here. So,
right.
But short hair. It could be a chick with a pixie haircut. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
So. No, you're good, man. No, what's up? I was going to see if I could use a phone on my cell phone. Get your phone on your dog? You want to use your phone? No? Yes? Mm-hmm. I'll
see it right here. You got your phone out already.
Motherfucker, hold on. Sorry. We got interrupted there. So. We'll talk about that next. So anyways, so we're driving, and picture dude, pixie haircut, or girl with pixie haircut. Who fucking knows? It could be the same thing, right? Picture a tank top, right? We're all picturing this. Everybody close your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
All you guys close your eyes. I know you're not doing it. Close your eyes right now. I don't care if you're at work. I don't care if your boss is walking by. Close your eyes. picture this with me. So picture a tank top or a muscle shirt. Let me rephrase that. Let's picture a muscle shirt, a pink muscle shirt, a pink.
Mm-hmm.
But from right below the boob area, right?
Mm-hmm.
The shirt goes from pink to black, just a straight line from pink to black. Mm-hmm. So as you're driving, that person looks like they have a pink sports bra on.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most effeminate shit I've ever seen.
You were very disturbed by it.
It just looked like a dude with a sports bra on. I was just like, what is this shit?
Hey man, you don't
I would have never bought that shirt. That's all I'm saying.
If he was transgender, might have been.
Might have been. It just looked weird because the shirt was like definitely fitted, but it was fitted, but it was definitely could have been mistaken as a sports bra. I don't know, man. It looked very weird to me, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, what are we talking about?
And then, one more thing. We saw something offended me.
What hasn't offended you, dog?
It's a lot.
Friday
it's a
night, lot we're feeling fright. Wait, was that song? It's Friday night, and we're feeling fine? Whatever that song says. What offended you, dog? Who offended you?
I don't know, man. So many things.
How's that pop game going?
It was slow this week.
Well, because you need to pick up more product, man. Every time you're like, I'm going to liquidate all my shit. And every time I go to your place.
I don't say that.
You do say that. You're like, I'm going to keep 10. And every time I go over there, you got like 3 dozen sitting in shelves.
No, I don't know about liquidate all of them.
You're keeping pops like there's some sort of harem of women that can come to life and help you out.
I think you need to explain what a harem is. I don't think everybody knows what that is.
It's not a popular word?
No.
It's popular in Japanese anime where it's a harem essentially means like one dude that has a whole bunch of chicks.
Yeah.
That's the equivalent of what we talked about earlier where it's the Middle Eastern dudes that are super rich and they got a whole bunch of women. They have a harem of women that they have to, I guess, please. And that's why they use a Cialis.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so yeah, you're very hesitant to let that dude use your phone. So a dude came up to us right now, we're in the podcast, and that's why there was a weird transition there. And he wanted to use the phone to make a call. You're very hesitant, dog.
I've guarded this phone.
I'm usually pretty hesitant as well, but I'm like every once in a while, man, you gotta do something nice to somebody, right? It's like if you're in that
My situation. Other phone got fucked up. This last year, I'm not taking chances with this one. I've been super, super anal with this one.
I've been actually super, super lucky with my phone. Because, like, I picked up my phone, actually, like, I picked up my phone used a few years ago, yeah. Right? After my first one was jacked.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been pretty lucky. Because this phone has, like, done me best. Like, this has probably been the best phone I've ever, like, had. It's done me pretty good. And it's just, like, it was a used phone. So it's like, dude, this is a hell of a deal.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why. I'm just super anal with my phone. Not that I didn't trust the dude or anything. Just, I'm super ridiculously anal with this phone. So much so. Dumb bug. So much so that I was guarding it at work. I was like, don't touch it. Like, I'll drop kick you through this wall right now. Don't touch it. So, yeah, no. Those are people I knew.
Well, there's always risks of people, like, you know, trying to steal your shit, right? Like, that's always a risk for sure. But, yeah, you know, it's one of those things. So once in a while, you gotta help a person out, man. You gotta help somebody out.
Yeah, no. Also, my pockets on these pants are very tight, so...
Yeah, it's your hipster shit. You're going to cut your hipster stuff out. Oh, this is the same thing I was showing you earlier, except this is glass.
That's pretty cool.
But anyways, yeah, I think you gotta go either full hipster or half hipster, dude. You're going...
That's what you're telling me.
You're going like you're not committing to this.
Do me dirty like that.
You're going like...
It's because I'm black, huh?
Probably. You're going like, you know, 50% on this.
Oh, the other thing we saw at while we were eating Chipotle?
Yeah.
Those people were trying to start their car, jump start their car.
Oh, yeah. Tell the people about
so
this.
So we're eating at the window seats like we do, like to see the outside view. And one dude who, he's trying to look like he lifted heavy. He hasn't lifted heavy. Not like a Diamond Dickhard does right here next to me. So he pulls out some like battery cables, and from the looks of it, it looks like he came out of Chipotle with the battery cables, but I could be wrong about that. Who knows? So he starts like opening, looking at the two cars. Then this chick comes out and she opens up her hood, right? I think she had like a silver car. I think it was like a Honda Accord or something.
It was a Honda Civic.
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that. And so, now it's time for him to open up his hood. He was having a very difficult time with that.
Yeah, which by the way, she had a very easy time opening up her hood.
And you might be saying, well, you know, it's difficult to open your hood sometimes. Yeah, he couldn't find the switch for it inside his own car.
Yeah, he was struggling through the struggling. Whole process.
It was like a good 2 minutes he was searching for it. And then she went into his car and found it for him in like 10 seconds. And then he was like, all right, now I'll pop the hood. That was another 2 minute adventure for him. He finally got it, though. It was a little struggle. It was a struggle. But he got it. So the next thing he had to figure out what to do was where his battery was. Once again, I think she told him. It looked like she was pointing out where the battery was and which cable went where. Yeah, and man. I was like, wow, you're moving all mankind back a few steps, man.
It was definitely cringy to watch. But this goes back to maybe a discussion we've had earlier where it's like that natural selection thing where women do look for men, just like men look for women that have certain attributes and being able to like take care of yourself or being able to do certain things like as a man is almost critical, because otherwise, think of yourself in that situation. Pretend you're that guy and you're dating a girl. Let's say you had a girl with you. And if another girl is showing you how to do something to your car, which is traditionally like a male thing, your woman's definitely going to dock you 2 male points on that drive home.
Yeah.
You know, and when one of these days when you guys are mad at each other and you're like, come here, I'm going to hit that up. I'm going to tear it up. You're all trying to talk shit. Like, I'm going to tear it up. And she's going to look at you and be like, yeah, like you tore up that battery when you try to recharge it or try to jump start it, huh?
Yeah.
And then your dick's going to turtle in like a fucking super turtle.
Yeah.
You almost... It's a weird game we play with the sexes where we're like, oh, you know, we don't play games. We don't have this weird whose ball is in whose court bullshit. But the reality is, in some subconscious way, we do. Because if a dude fails you, like... If some dude is insulting you and your man doesn't say anything about it, and he's like, let's go, grabs your hand, just runs out. Like, there is a little bit of peace where a woman's like, oh, what if some dude tries to stab me? Is this dude just going to run?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And, so that was that. And I think they finally got it going. And by they, I think she finally got it going. And that reminded me of when I didn't know how to do that way back in the day. That was like, hey, mister, we got to start the car, jump start the car. I was like, all right, how do I do that? And at the time, I'm like eight? Yeah, my dad don't give a fuck. So he...
Your dad's all like, not teaching you any safety precautions. He's just like,
yeah, no, that's exactly the story.
Mr. Cook, go connect that thing.
He's like, listen. Mr., are you listening? I'm like, yeah, what? I'm just trying to play Super Nintendo, dude. What do you need from me? He's like, all right, put this cable on that one. I'm like, okay. He's like, but don't let the other one touch that one, because then it's going to spark on you.
And you might die.
Yeah, and he's like, and it's going to make a big explosion if you touch the battery. I'm like, excuse me, what? He's like, yeah, don't touch that one. Don't let them touch, or else it's going to spark and it might explode. I'm like, ugh. So I'm like, okay. I'm like, so this one goes here. The black one goes on that black one, right? He's like, yeah. He's like, be careful. I'm like, okay. He's like, mister, you're going to touch it. I see your hand shaking already. I'm like, yeah, I'm eight. What, like, what do you think?
You're like, yeah, I don't want to die.
Yeah. So I finally get on there, and I get the other one. He's like, all right, start the car. I'm like, I don't know how to do that. I'm eight, man.
You start the car?
Yeah, and so he's like, start the car. And so I figure it out.
He's like, look, mister, it's not that hard. You press in the clutch. You leave. Make sure it's in neutral. You go ahead and turn the key over. And then keep your clutch pressed the whole time. Don't let it go.
Well, luckily, like,
what's neutral? What's
clutch? So luckily at that time he had his like old truck, like his old truck.
Yeah.
So like for that one you have to like pump it like 7 times.
Is it carbureted? Is that why?
Yeah. You have to like pump it 7 times and push the brake 3 times and like
talk to it gently.
Yeah, talk to it gently, say 5 Hail Marys and then turn it on. So he did that because like that was too complicated for me. But I turned on my mom's car. And, like, that was simple, so I had it. And then he was like, all right, good job, mister. Go inside.
You're like, you turn the key, and you just held it there. The starter's just grinding against the transmission plate. You're like, I thought it would just keep going.
Well, that's what he was telling me, too. He's like, once you feel it go on, once you hear it go on, all right, stop. Because I don't keep doing it. I was like, this is great.
I did that once or twice.
This is great.
For sure.
This is a great learning experience. You're very good at this parenting thing.
Hey, man, you learned, right? You learned how to do it, right? You weren't that guy at Chipotle. You should be proud of yourself.
Yeah, I guess. I guess so. So there you go. That's how my dad taught me with fear. Don't let that shit explode on yourself.
What's that, the battery?
Yeah, the battery.
Yeah, no.
Or else it'll look like Two-Face and shit.
Dude, speaking of Batman, no joke. I mean, I've been kind of watching a little bit of the episodes before I go to bed because I just need some background noise.
Mm-hmm.
That show is so good. So good. Because there's so many adult themes, and the use of music is key. I mean, the script for that thing is essentially like 3 pages.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's not a lot of script, and it's mostly just good music. And the music dictates the feel of the show. It's so good. Mm-hmm. The adult topics that they go into, like, I was watching the Clayface episode,
mm-hmm.
where that guy's like an actor, and he got in an accident, and then he was given this cream that gives him like his that gives him his youthful look,
mm-hmm.
and then he goes crazy with it, and then he gets, you know, whatever, long story short, he turns to Clayface. But like, you see the transition between like him being a desperate actor to being like a killer essentially, and then like being insanely panicking, and then the end has a twist, and you're like, oh man, like the show is insanely good.
Yeah,
insanely good. Especially if you're a filmmaker. I mean, it's got a 3-part process. It's got the use of the way they film it, the music. I mean, it's so good.
Yeah, it's a really good show, man. It holds up. Definitely holds up. That did you hear that Ben Affleck's script got thrown out completely for Batman?
I'm not surprised. That whole thing seems like a shit show.
So now,
it definitely seems like a shit show. I think DC needs to do some ASAP. I mean, Wonder Woman did really good, right? But it's like that movie can't carry you guys. You guys got to continue doing good, moving forward.
Yeah, that's a good point. Hey, man, maybe Justice League will be good. You know, it's not, but...
What's that?
Maybe Justice League will be good.
Is that the next one that's coming out?
Yeah. You know, it won't be, but...
I don't know, man, but...
Can hope.
I think that... I don't know, we just gotta let it play out. I also think that Marvel's getting a little predictable with their formula, which, don't get me wrong, they're fun movies, but I hear that I think they definitely need to do something to bring it up, because it's like I've never used to miss comic book movies, and now I haven't really seen one in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm kind of over it, or over seeing so many of them. I mean, I didn't see Wolverine, and I heard everybody saying that was so good. I didn't see Spider-Man. I didn't see Guardians of the Galaxy 2. What else has come out recently?
Does this motherfucker know there's other places he can vacuum?
No, he has to go right here. Apparently next to my car as well.
It's interesting. He has a giant vacuum cleaner. He's sucking up all the, like, cups and shit that were left there.
That's probably primarily why they hire him, to get rid of the dirt or the trash that people leave. More so than anything else.
We went to see Spider-Man last week. It was good. It's a good movie. It's not better than Spider-Man 2, which is the best comic book movie ever made, but...
Seriously?
Spider-Man 2?
The first one or The Amazing Spider-Man?
No, the first Spider-Man.
Oh. I'm trying to remember what that was about. Who was the bad guy?
Dr. Octopus.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I got to rewatch it, but...
Spider-Man 2 was the best one because it's the most comic... It gives you, like, the best comic book feeling, and then also it's, like, a serious story. But everything's not, like, so comic booky that you're like, that's fake. Felt very much like a comic book. It's like you're actually watching the comic book on the screen.
I'll take your word for it. I haven't seen it in a very long time.
Damn, son.
Well, man, there's been a lot of fucking movies I missed. There's a lot of movies I've missed that I've been wanting to see.
I gotta get that job he does. That dude don't do shit.
No, see, dude, you can have your own hours. You're always out at night.
Drives around.
You don't hit any.
Kicks up dust.
You don't hit any traffic probably working this late.
You're good, look at him. He's just fucking driving around super violently.
Is he driving on the right side like a normal? Or yeah. Is he driving like, is there an opposite? Is the wheel on the opposite side?
No, it's normal.
No. Dude, that truck is probably beat the fuck up.
We should interview him. Like, what does your job entail? All
right, let's fucking drive, because this audio is going to suck dick. Hold on. Anyways, yeah, I just get too fucking noisy, man. Anyways, we're back in the car. Do we need legit this fucking week, mister? I'm not doing jack shit. You need to start thinking about where we need to film these bitches at or record these, because this is getting annoying.
It is. I got the Bok Choy family over here just doing their Yakuza gathering. I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
And it's really hilarious. Like, they come out to see what we're doing, like, to listen in, and then they go back inside. It's like, what the fuck? Just ask, dog.
Like, do you want to be a part of this?
Get on it. Let us know what it's like to have and own a Vietnamese restaurant. I can educate. Oh, speaking of which.
Good Lord.
Speaking of which. Next week, we might actually have, like, a guest on the podcast. And it's like, if you're here for, like, the fucking horrible shit where I'm just saying fucking and saying way more horrible descriptive shit, it might not be as interesting to you. But I would recommend that you maybe, like, like, open your heart and open your mind. But seriously, like, you know, it's going to be a little bit deeper topic, and I do want to get into some other stuff, but there'll definitely still be some entertaining shit, and I definitely will have to crack the funnies. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we'll see. If everything pans out, we'll have an actual guest, and we'll talk about actual, like, you know, adult stuff that involves, like...
Things and stuff.
So before I tease anything, we'll see what happens next week, but definitely... It'd be interesting to get... Originally, when I started this podcast, like, I wanted to do something kind of Rogan-esque where we would interview people and then also, you know, make jokes in light of certain situations. But, man, in order to get those kind of people, you already got to have some sort of base, man. It's hard. It's hard getting people with perspectives. And don't get me wrong, everybody lives different lives, so everybody can give you a perspective, right? But you got to have a certain level of experience in order to carry a podcast for a long amount of time. Like, if I want to know about... you know, the fast food industry, and they get somebody in here who talks about fast food. I mean, I can't get Joe Blow, who's just started working at McDonald's, and he's been there for 3 weeks, and he's just like, yeah, we make fries. The fries are good. Any crazy shit with the fries? No, not really. Okay, well, get the fuck off my podcast. You're not giving me jack shit to talk about.
Yeah, it's true.
You need dialogue, and so I need to vet some of these people, and getting a consistent... Yeah, consistent guests every fucking day. Getting a consistent guest every single day or every single week is difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't get me wrong. If I had access to, you know, string theorists and nuclear physicists, I mean, I get you guys all kinds of learned. But
all kinds of learned.
All kinds. But ultimately, I don't got access to those people. Maybe we should just hang out, like, by one of the universities out here and just be like, hey, you look smart.
Hey.
What do?
Hey, you got a fat ass, so,
Wow.
You ever done, dorm porn?
Dorm porn? Damn. I bet you that's the thing you search, right? That seems like an easy search.
Like, on Pornhub like or just, like,
yeah,
in Google?
Yeah, no, just like Pornhub.
Oh, it comes up, maybe.
What was the thing I said the other day? I was like, is this a thing? And you were like, I don't know. And I was like, I'm going to search to see if this is a thing. And you were like, all right, let me know what you find. And now I don't remember.
No, I don't remember.
Dang it. I remember it was like something really specialized, right? It was like, oh, reading books while I sit down on a sofa that's exactly 32 by 45.
Is that what it was?
I was something like that, yeah. While a random girl walks in and helps me out. Like, you know, whatever.
Something like that, yeah.
I remember something really specific. Where I'm like, oh yeah, is there a sub-forum for dudes that like to get blowjobs by playing 1995 Ninja Gaiden on a RetroPie with a Bluetooth Ibido controller?
Cause, might be.
Because that's my thing. That's your thing. Hit me up. Random. So only nerdy people will get that reference. And you might only get half of that reference.
Hey, man. I don't know. What was it? It was something. That was bothering me. I can't think of
it. Yeah, it was something weird. I'm sure it's something weird. It was like, oh, yeah. Chicks that love eating Skittles while dude gets it up to him. What the fuck does that mean?
Gets it up to him.
Oh, well, there you go. Maybe that's what it is. It's like chicks that like eating Skittles while dudes trying to get hard while they eat Skittles. That's what I'm really into.
Skittle insertion.
Oh, you know, I heard that's a bad thing because you can't put like sugary stuff in there because they'll get yeast infections.
Yeah, that's true.
Because did I tag you on that video on Instagram?
Which one?
Where they have like interviewing two or three girls. Some of you people have probably seen this already. But they're interviewing two or three girls and they give all of them like a legit dick-sized lollipop. And the girls are like sucking on it, but it's shaped like a dick.
No.
And they're sucking on it. And one girl literally says, oh, I wonder if I can put. And then they cut into another girl saying, like, yeah, you can't do that. You can't do. Like, I don't know if they heard each other or they both said it. And then one finished the sentence. But she was like, yeah, you can't do that because you'll get a yeast infection. Because I guess you can't put sugary stuff up in there.
Wow, you just got learned, everybody.
You know what I'm saying, dog? I'm getting fucking education up in this bitch. Never say you didn't learn anything on this podcast. I'm telling you about crazy dudes and Saudis that are hiring A-list celebrities to do pornographic shit. Teaching you not to put stuff in your girl's hoo-ha. I'm teaching you to, you know, respect the kitty by not putting stuff in there. You know,
just vegetables and fruit. Non-sugary fruits.
You're
using it as
like a dipping sauce. You're like, I like nacho cheese on my broccoli. Oh yeah, I like kitty juice on mine. I like to dip it in there like it's a nice nacho cheese. Fucking A, man. Oh, fuck veggies. You're like, oh, I got my broccoli florette here had four little leaves when I put it in there. Now it's got three. I wonder where it went.
I better go searching.
Say, bae, were you hungry?
Well, I like you to think that joke too far.
That's what I do, dog. I take him to the next level. Oh, you know what I'm saying? That's why you. I assume that's why you people listen to this podcast. I don't know how much of that you can expect next week, but hey, I'm gonna try to fit it in wherever I can.
That's what she said.
More ways than one. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
It's hilarious.
Yeah, man. So, fuck. How do we see? This is the problem. You know what's fucking hilarious? We'll be at Starbucks and we're like, yeah, today I learned about how you cannot secrete certain items into your toothpaste because it may blow up. Did you know about this, Ruben? And you're like, yes, I did know about this. And then we get in the car, we're like, you know, you could dip some broccoli up in your girl's vag and she might be fine, but you can't do that with sugar because then she'll get a yeast infection.
I didn't say all that. I just said, you said the first part, and I was like, oh, okay. So I'm just telling you.
But what I'm saying is that how the tone changes.
Yeah, well, it's because, like I said, Bok Choy and his family are over there.
And what's the name you said next week? What's the name you said last week?
Oh, Ken Kenichi.
Fucking Ken Kenichi always gets me. I don't know why that sounds so fucked up, but it sounds more racist than Bok Choy. It sounds more racist than Bok Choy. And Bok Choy is like a Vietnamese or Chinese vegetable, right? Yeah, is that who named it? Because it sounds Asian, right?
Yeah.
That's racist as fuck that you're saying Bok Choy. But the fact that you say Ken Kenichi sounds like some parody-ass name of a fucking Asian person. And it just sounds horrible.
Like I said, Ken Kenichi was an Iron Chef back in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Was it what?
Iron Chef.
Iron Chef.
Yeah, he was on Food Network. Go check it. Go check that. So it's less
racist than you said racist. It. You brought it up. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Hey, we got a few minutes, and I think one thing we didn't talk about that I thought we would take up more time, but we just got into fucking horrible stuff. So what is your quick thoughts on the Conor McGregor Mayweather? What is it? What did they do? They did press conferences,
their world tour,
which is pretty insane. These motherfuckers went one place of the world, got on a plane, went to another place nearby, and literally did them 4 days across the world, kind of thing.
Don't think I got one more left. They did all.
They're
four.
Done, dog. This is it.
What'd
you think? You didn't see the press conferences. You just saw kind of highlights,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, saw which, highlights.
Honestly, it's almost like a CNN Fox thing. Like, depending on where you saw it, one guy seems like they won it overall. But overall, if you kind of watch them, you could see some guys get the better of the others. So what'd you think?
Dude, Conor won that, man. He won everything, dude. He just was putting Floyd in his place, like, every time.
So
from
I don't know if
I
agree.
I've seen it. He all right. Floyd did have some good comebacks, but for the majority of all of it, it was Conor. It was Conor heavy.
Yeah. So the first one, I can't remember very well, but I want to say Conor kind of won that. The second one, Conor definitely won. In Canada, Conor fucking owned his ass in Canada. It was insane how bad Conor owned his ass in Canada. Like, that shit, he just ended. He should just end it and been like, just refer back to Canada. All right. And then you go to the New York one, where it seems like it was definitely more Mayweather's crowd. I mean, I would even just give that to Mayweather just to give him one, even though Conor was kind of there. But Conor was a little off because he's also wearing some weird shit. So whatever, you maybe give that to Mayweather. But even on this last one, the one in New York, London. Conor did it. Conor fucking won that shit, dude. Like, there's no fucking argument. Like, he won it. He talked shit. He patted him in the head there was that shit they used to play in grade school where you walk around people and tap them in the head
duck, duck, goose.
I mean, he owned his ass. He talked. He made the fucking crowd in certain areas say, like, pay your taxes. I mean, the whole thing was fucking hilarious. He was talking. Conor was talking shit about Mayweather, Mayweather's family, all the definite juice heads that were with Mayweather. Like, trying to come up on him and shit. Hilarious. He was talking incredible bad shit to Showtime Productions guy. I mean, dude, Conor was on the roll, man. That guy must be doing lines of cocaine before he gets out there, because he's got the most energy I've ever seen. But ultimately, he did a great job. And I think, I mean, Mayweather likes to pretend like he's cool and collective, but I do think he got under his skin, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
you can tell he got under.
How do you not? Like, he was saying some shit about you, that you're illiterate, that you can't read, that you had high heels on, that you know, it's just like, dude, man, he's just ate him apart. The part where he's just like, what the fuck did he say that one thing I tagged you in?
Oh, dress your age.
He's like, dress your fucking age. You're fucking 40 years old. You're dressing like a, what do you call it, a rapper? He said something else. He said a...
What was it, like a break dancer?
Yeah, man, he was just a whole clowning on him about his age, about his money, it's crazy. So I think if overall Conor kind of won it. I think the Conor's kind of goal was just to talk shit to sell the fight, but also to maybe try to get under his skin, because he's got to try to make him fucking go in and try to own him. But ultimately, man, I mean, even if Mayweather tries to pull an Aldo where he tries to load up and try to knock him out, honestly, even if he wanted to, I don't think Mayweather's got the power.
Yeah, man. Well, so, that's my whole thing, too. Like everybody's like, oh, he's such a great boxer. Is he, though?
He's a great point boxer.
Yeah. Who has he really fought?
He's fought everybody. Okay, he's fought
but
everybody.
Has he really fought them? And the answer is no, he hasn't. He runs around, he pokes them.
But see, the problem is that in a point fighting game, that's what wins the matches. So it's not, we're not talking about a fight, because let's face it, we both had that discussion after we saw the piece of shit Mayweather versus Pacquiao fight. We both agree that wasn't a fight. That was like one guy trying to score. It's like in jiu-jitsu or wrestling tournaments where you get certain points by passing or certain points by pinning or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, certain guys, what they'll do is they'll just keep doing the same moves over and over and over because they know that those moves will get them points. So by the end of the rounds, they know they're up on points.
Yeah.
So it's not a rest. Those guys aren't thinking pinning or tapping. Those guys are thinking points.
Yeah.
And Mayweather's a point guy. And so Conor's great chance really is to disturb his 49-0 record of just gathering points, like some fucking Mario coin situation. So ultimately, it's still Connor's got a far hard fight against him, man, because he's in his fucking territory.
Even if Floyd wins just on points, people are still gonna be talking mad shit. Connor's still gonna be talking mad shit.
Yeah,
I think to just even with all the shit talking Connor did and all the press conferences he won, I think Floyd needs to knock him out, like decisively knock him out.
I agree. Because of all the shit talking, Floyd needs to prove that he can't. Another guy from another sport can't just easily walk into that arena, into that sport, and do okay. Like, he needs to prove for boxers' egos that they're gonna get owned.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to do that, he's gonna have to knock him out. Because even if Connor goes to decision, dude,
yeah,
it's still a win for Connor.
Yeah, that's
it's still a win for Connor. Yeah. So ultimately, Mayweather's got to knock him out.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to knock him out, and he's got 12 rounds to do it. And I mean, punching volume in boxing matches is very high, so it's possible. But I also don't know if Mayweather can punch as hard as he needs to punch with the gloves the size they're gonna punch with, and the fact that Mayweather is smaller than Connor. Connor's got a bigger head, which sometimes for most people means that they can take more damage. So it'll be interesting fight. I think overall it'll be interesting to see what happens. All Connor's got to do is survive, man. All he's got to do is survive, because he may not win, right? Because Floyd is such a points guy.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, if he loses to points and not because he got outclassed, Connor can always say, like, stop being a bitch and running from me. In fact, stop being a little bitch and meet me in the fucking octagon and see what happens.
Yeah.
And then, dude, it's over. It's over, because Mayweather, at his age especially, will never pick up the ground game.
Yeah.
And the jiu-jitsu game, the wrestling game, the Muay Thai game, the kickboxing, whatever you want to fucking pick, he's not going to fucking make it. I mean, a guy that's trained his whole life, especially with his style, where mm-hmm. his style is to run away, you're never going to learn the skills of Muay Thai, where Muay Thai is the complete opposite of his boxing style. Mm-hmm. Muay Thai is you go in, you go in, you go in, you go in, and you defend, and you knee, you elbow, you fucking kick, and that's how you get it done. So he's never going to be able to do it. So and if you think that Connor won't win in an MMA match, you're fucking insane. I mean, ultimately, the type of odds that Floyd's got against Connor in a boxing match are even more flip-flopped if you're going MMA versus a boxer, because an MMA guy will either find a way to take you down, or the first time you get a kick to the fucking leg or the knee or the whatever, the thigh, or an elbow to the fucking temple, dude, it's over. You're going to realize that things are different on that side of the road.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's going to be different. I mean, if you've ever been pinned down by a wrestler and you have no wrestling experience or jiu-jitsu experience, it's like trying to fucking wrestle with the shark in the water. Good luck.
Yeah.
So it'll be fascinating. I think it'll sell a fuck ton of money just because of the incredible level of shit-talking that was made. Those dudes are going to make an insane amount of money. It's just more interesting to find out who's going to win and how it plays out.
Yep. Also, we're not paying for that, so hopefully we can find someone that has it.
Yeah, we need to find somebody who's got that fight, because that's going to be like a $100 match. Nah, I'm not paying for that shit. So, because if ultimately, dude, I told myself I would never... Is this a stop? No.
No.
Ultimately, like, I told myself I'm not going to... I won't pay for boxing matches involved with Floyd, because I saw Floyd versus Pacquiao, and I was like, what is this shit? Like, Pacquiao wanted a bang, and Floyd was just running around trying to gather his points like some Mario character in a fucking Mario Brothers game. It doesn't work.
Pretty much. Yeah,
it's not entertaining. No. It's great because Floyd, when he gets old, he's not going to have the type of brain damage that most boxers are going to have. It's great for him. But in entertainment-wise, I mean, the only reason really people watch a Floyd fight is because they're hoping he gets knocked the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
Because he talks so much shit, and people hate seeing a guy that doesn't want to bang. He just wants to sit there and just run away and gather points. It's just the most unhonorable way to fight.
Yep, that's pretty true.
So that's my thoughts on it. I think I talked most of this.
No, that's pretty accurate, man. That's what it is. That's what he does. I still think Conor has a really good chance if he can just knock him out.
That's easier said than done, man. The problem, I think, look, if they had MMA gloves, I think it's a very good possibility. But the problem is those fucking 8-ounce gloves. They're using 8, I think. They typically, I think, for their weight class, they do 4, and they're going with 8-ounce gloves. It's a fucking, think of a fucking steak in your hands, a puffy, soft steak that you're punching with. I mean, it's going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. For sure. But I like to see the results and some highlights. Either way, I think Conor is going to win. Financially, I think if he makes it to the end of the match, he wins. And if he knocks him out, he wins. I mean, imagine if he fucking knocks him out.
He is king of everything.
If he knocks him the fuck out, Conor can just literally just charge whatever he wants to do, whatever the fuck he wants at that point.
Pretty much.
And Dana might love it right now because he's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to make so much money. But I'm going to tell you right now, that motherfucker is going to be such a diva if he wins this, that his next pay-per-view UFC fight, the UFC is going to have to pay him like $300 million to have a fight.
Yeah.
That belt's tied up and gone now.
Pretty much.
So anyways, that's it, man. That's all I had. Why is this thing being weird? That's weird. Seems like it should go forward more. Oh, probably because my fucking phone is there. I'm just destroying my transmission, guys. Ignore me. There we go.
There you go. Now you're
fucking destroying my transmission. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. I think that's the podcast. We got a full hour. We talked about a lot of shit. Male Viagra, the female scaffolding on the boobs. Mm-hmm. We talked about
what to stick in your woman.
What you can and can't stick in your woman. There you go. We talked about other shit. I don't know, man. We talked about a lot of stuff.
We talked about a lot of
churros,
things.
Your churro experience.
Churros.
Fail. Yeah, we talked about a lot of shit. So if you guys like this stuff, hit that like button. Share with some people. Be prepared for next week's podcast. Maybe we'll see how it goes. We'll see. Any last words for these people, dude?
Tell us what you stuck up yourself. That's
interesting
thing. You can tell us.
Oh, jeez. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. The captain and...
Dick Diamondheart.
Dick Diamondheart signing off.